I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew.
Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I want to talk to you about how to push harder in your workouts. This came about because someone named Lindsay reached out to me on Instagram and said that she had listened to the podcast I did on how to train your mind for 16 hours per day. And she wanted to know more about how our mindset in training affects our mindset in everyday life and vice versa. And this is a great topic because not only is this the most talked about thing in terms of mindset in the entire CrossFit industry, but if you can learn to push harder in your workouts, then you become someone that people call a gamer. You become someone with the it factor. You can handle pressure better, and you can actually reach your fullest potential as an athlete. And if you practice what I'm going to teach today, then this will translate into every area of your life in terms of being able to regulate stress better, the ability to focus under pressure better, and potentially even enjoying your day-to-day activities more. And if you don't learn how to push harder in your workouts, then you could be the strongest in the gym, the most skilled gymnast, but you could just be considered mentally weak and never reach your full potential. And that thing is equanimity, cultivating equanimity. Equanimity is defined as mental calmness, composure, and evenness of temper, especially in a difficult situation. This is a really common term in the yoga world, and I first heard about it doing Ramwad. For those of you who don't know what Ramwad is, it's a daily yoga session, and I would hear the voice of Ram Daniel saying this word over and over and over. And basically what it means is your ability to calm yourself down when you are starting to freak out or lose your composure. And so I would be doing these really long yoga poses, say like 4 minutes, and my arms start shaking, my legs start shaking. And what I noticed is that every time before I would like take a break or quit a session, I would notice this story going on in my head that it's too hard, it's too painful, I need to take a break. And there was all this pressure in my head, like the feeling of it being hard was going on in my head even more than it was going on in my body. And what I learned is that what we do is we add pain on top of pain. So there's pain that's going on in our body, right? You could be doing a really big set of wall balls and there's going to be some pain in your legs and your upper back and, you know, all over the place in your lungs. But then if you create a story on top of this about how, you know, you're not fit enough to be there and this you have to put the ball down, it's so hard, then that's more pain on top of the physical pain. And what I noticed in Ramwad is that I could simply take a deep breath, focus on that breath, let go of the story in my head, and it suddenly became very, very easy. And I could go so much longer in the poses, and over time, this started to leak into other areas of life. So at one point, I was in Louisiana. We were filming some videos and I was doing a workout in between shooting some videos. And in the workout, they had these really long sets of wall balls. And at some point, I was about to drop the ball at like rep 30. And I noticed a story going on in my head that I felt like I was about to redline. And I was saying something like, I have to put it down. I'm too gassed. And then for whatever reason, it popped into my head that I could practice this or use this trait inside of me called equanimity. And I could just let go of that tension and I could let go of that story in my head. And so all I did was I focused on my breath for half a second and I let go of that story and just kind of let it drift away. And I just focused on the physical sensation and the act of doing a wall ball. And I got like another 15 or 20 with ease. This is something that martial artists practice religiously, especially in things like warm-up routines. Pitchers do a form of this. Some of them will like rub a baseball or they'll rub the side of their pants, which is kind of a soothing effect. And it is a trigger for them to regulate their nervous system and to quiet their mind and tap into their own equanimity. And this works in our everyday life. You know, we have stressful conversations at work or in our intimate relationships. And if we can start to notice what's going on in our heads and start practicing letting go of some of the stories and some of the pressure that's going on in our head, and just allow physical sensations to move through us, emotions to move through us, or physical sensations in the gym to happen, and just focus on the act of doing the wall ball or doing the cleans or running or whatever it is, and not add pain on top of pain, then we can accomplish so much more. And we can possibly even reach our fullest potential. So I have a four-step exercise that you can use to practice this. And number one is I want you to pick a monostructural activity that you can do some interval work with. Rowing, running, jumping rope, biking, etc. And you can do, 10, 20 minutes of 30 on, 30 off. You can do Tabata. Pick whatever you want. And you're going to do some interval work. And then number two is while you're doing your interval work, first just start to notice what goes on in your mind when you get, a few minutes in, like when it starts to get really difficult, just notice what's going on in your mind. Number three is start to practice releasing tension in your body, releasing tension in your mouth, in your eyes, and then also in your head. So what you'll probably notice while you're doing number two is that you're like tension starts to build up, right? You start to get tight. There starts to get this this pressure in your head, and you might start to have a story about how it's getting harder. It's challenging. You might want to give up. You're asking yourself if you should even continue in the first place. You might wonder why you're doing any of this. So you're just going to be noticing that. And in number three, you're practicing releasing all of that. You're releasing that tension. And a good way to do this is to focus on your breath and really try to have a nice controlled exhale, a nice smooth, long exhale. And number four is to simply write down what you learn. What was that experience like for you? What did you learn? And if you do this, if you make this a consistent practice, I want you to notice how much calmer you are in workouts, how much more under control you feel, how much more focused you are, how much easier it is to execute your plans, and overall, how you just perform better and better. And guys, I really hope this was interesting. If it resonated with you, please reach out to me. I am at Michael Kazayux, Cazayoux. Let me know what's resonating with you in the solo podcast. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, or just something that is challenging or an obstacle for you right now that I might be able to help you with. Have a great day. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high number, such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on the of the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is, first and foremost, accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching, that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members-only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system, Seismic, and week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating, if that's what your coach wants you to do. You will give them a summary each week, and then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world, and I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach, and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests. Access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.